The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Here come the Jags. Bridgewater gets it out quickly. It's caught. Fence breaking a tackle. And he's in for the Denver touchdown.
CBS there with the call. The Broncos improved to 2-0 with a 23-13 win over Jacksonville. Teddy Bridgewater once again with sparkling numbers in a game in which he went 26 of 34 for 328 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Are you concerned at all that that didn't translate to more points? They only scored 23.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see them score 30-plus points in a game
Why didn't they get more out of that production? I mean, you had everything. It was a blueprint-type win. They passed the ball 34 times. Their running backs carried it 26 times. Good balance. So why didn't that translate to more points?
Well, I think there's a couple of things from the standpoint of when you have, again, a lack of consistency in the run game. I mean, consistently ripping off big yardage. And the big yardage runs they had really were Williams, like, breaking tackles at the line of scrimmage or 2 yards in and turning a, you know, a 2 yard, a play that was blocked well enough for 2 yards. He's turning into 4 or 5 yards, right? And that was our 7 yards. Those were their big runs. I don't know what their average per carry was, but again, 2 weeks in a row, it wasn't very good. They stuck to it, but it wasn't very good. But that's where, you know, the design of your play action, that's where you have the big play action runs, or excuse me, the big play action plays in that red zone. As Teddy told me last week going into it, he said, hey, listen, man, you know what? Receivers get you into the red zone. Tight ends score touchdowns in the red zone. And that play action stuff is where that is tied into. And when you're not efficiently really running the ball, again, efficiently, they're getting the attempts, which I really appreciate, but the efficiency isn't there like it needs to be.
Yeah, if you take out Javonte Williams' 16-yard run, Gordon and Williams combined 25 carries for basically about 80 yards. So, I mean, that's
yeah,
that yards
it's
per
been
carry.
Like a 3 yard
yeah,
per
exactly.
carry,
it's,
3 point whatever yard
yeah,
per carry.
Yeah, 3.5 yards per carry, which they're sticking with it. But yeah, you're right. They need to get a little bit more consistency, a little bit more big plays out of that running game. Next on the Morning Brew,
Lawrence, another deep ball. And that pass wasn't picked. Yes, it was. Pat Surtain.
Yes!
Making his first career start has the pick for Denver.
Not a bad day for George Payton's top two picks as Surtain making his first start gets a pick. Javonte Williams running the ball, I think opening eyes for Bronco fans. But this defense looked good. The one big issue, Bradley Chubb. Why did he play? Why was he out there? It's clear that he's not even close to 100%. The guy's probably at about 70%. The fact that he's able to go out there and re-aggravate that ankle so early, and now you start the whole process over again, trying to come back from it. It's game two of a 17-game season. Why was he out there?
Well, you said it on what, Friday? You shouldn't play him. And I told you, players want to play, and the organizations have to be the gatekeeper. And the other thing is, if you're going to play the guy, you've got to really be careful about the situations you play him in. You know, if you're really going to play him, Mike, put him in strictly third down and long situations, second down and long situations where he's just rushing the passer and he's not getting rolled up into piles defending the run. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to use him appropriately as he's coming back from a potential injury. But players want to play. Coaches want those guys to play. Yeah, hindsight's always 20/20. I mean, it's always easier in hindsight to go, yeah, you shouldn't have done. But you were on it. You were on it. Cecil was on it. Like, pretty much everybody was on it.
It's weird. They've only added one game to the schedule, but it feels now like a longer season. A much longer season. To the point where you do look at these early season games as, hey, let's take a measured response. Let's be a little bit more cautious. Let's think about the big picture a little bit more. I don't want these guys to start acting like baseball teams or right. basketball teams where we're holding guys out all the time and we're protecting them and babying them and load management mm-hmm. and all that. But still, you might want to change that old school mentality of, hey, you know, even if you're not 100%, get out there.
Right. Well, here's what I love, though, about Bradley
not
Chubb.
Not this early in the season.
Here's what I love about Bradley Chubb, though. And I know people are going to be like, well, we should have taken a quarterback. And, well, we should have had Josh Allen and da-da-da-da. And he's just never going to be right. And he's a bust because he's always injured and blah, 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 blah. And, yeah, I love the fact that Bradley Chubb has an old school mentality. Because let me tell you, there are a lot of guys in this league, as it's currently constructed, that won't play injured, that are 100%ers. They're just like, yeah, I'm not sure that I'm going to go out there and play today. It's a little sore. And, you know, and that's the prevailing issue that this league has now that I think organizations struggle with. And I think there's a lot of players, you know, there's a lot of kind of the old school mentality players that struggle with that. At least I appreciate that Bradley Chubb has an old school mentality.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Jackson sets in the shotgun, takes the snap, runs to the left. He's got a gap. He's got a first down. And LaFleur
that's how you win a football
play.
Game.
The Hayes in the barn
that's
for the
how
first
you win a football
time
game.
In 2021. We got a Jackson 5.
Oh, we're back to this again. My number one pet peeve. Color analyst, shut up. Let your play-by-play guy make the call. Then you can respond. Man.
Wow.
Irritates me.
I should say so.
Talking over the guy. Just shut up. Shut up. Okay. Bronco fans. Raider fans.
Yes.
Take a snapshot picture of the AFC West standings right now.
Right.
And freeze them in time. For eternity. The Raiders and Broncos are tied for first place. While the Chiefs and Chargers are tied for last. Broncos and Raiders are 2-0. The Raiders, with wins over the Ravens and Steelers? I know the Steelers look bad, but the Steelers just went into Buffalo last week and beat the Bills.
Right.
But this is a weird league. This is why the results in the first quarter of the season, you got to just look at everything, yeah. You know, with a grain of salt.
Yeah, it's bizarro league. It's bizarro league. Like, there was so many crazy, there was just so many, like, the Saints. You know, all of a sudden, we found Jameis Winston again.
Boy, that LASIK didn't last long.
No.
We didn't have great eyes.
We put up a graphic in our production meeting of all the quarterbacks who threw touchdowns on their first NFL pass. Because Trey Lance got in one pass, one touchdown last week. And so there's like seven NFL quarterbacks since whatever it was, 90, that threw a touchdown on their first pass. And I was like, you guys are missing one. And they're like, no, we're not. We're not missing one. I go, yeah. And I read all the quarterbacks. There's one guy missing. And they're like, what are you talking about? There's nobody else. We got this right from Elias Sports Radio. You missed a guy. Jameis Winston threw a pick six on his first pass of his career. Right?
You're so mean.
I know.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Two dudes. Ultimate dudes.
Well, a mixed bag on the local college football scene. Let's start with CSU that did get the win. After all this grim talk that they would go 0 for the season, they do get a win, a road win. So that'll keep the wolves at bay at Steve Adazio's door. But the Buffs, all that early season optimism and about how Carl Durrell is clearly the right guy. He might be long term, but Mark, how do you explain in a time in college football where it is basically an uncontrolled free for all offensively? The Buffs have scored 7 points in two games. They got shut out at home. They had 63 yards of total offense, the eighth worst in school history.
63 yards. I didn't see that game, but my, well, I watched their first two games. I didn't watch last week's game. Throwing the ball is hard. I mean, at least for the Buffs, they have like zero discernible passing game.
They
at
threw
all.
For 82 yards.
In a league.
12 of 24 for 82 yards.
Right. In a system in a league where, I mean, there's so much space. There's so much spread principle. There's so much one-on-one stuff. And with the pace that you play with at the college game, you get the same defense every time. I mean, there's never been an easier time to complete passes in college football than it is right now. And they can't throw it.
No.
At all.
Air Force lost a wild one at home to Utah State and Wyoming, which may end up being the best team of all the teams along the front range. They improved to 3-0. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Up next, we'll get to some of your reaction, a Bronco reaction Monday after another victory. How do you feel about the victory? How do you feel about this 2-0 start? And did Mark get Nick Sirianni to play rock, paper, scissors? That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.